Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. As always, it is an absolute pleasure to be back here in the morning, bringing you some fresh flavours. And of course, a new edition of the Interview Hour, our daily highlight selection, where we get into interviews with different artists that we feature on the playlist and different artists around the world in general. Today, we're getting into someone who has very recently made their name on the playlist, someone whose sound we've been very much enjoying, and he has a brand new album out there right now. A man like Fee Third joins us on the line. How are you doing, sir?
What's good? I'm doing great. I'm glad to be on this show with you today.
It's great to get you on the line, man. I've been looking forward to this one. Obviously, with the kind of way we collect music for this show, I saw you send a couple of bits over, and I've got to say, I was absolutely loving the premise of the sound straight away. First of all, for those that aren't aware, I want to kind of dive into a bit of background on yourself, because obviously we get a lot of different guests from different musical backgrounds on this show, and we love to keep it as varied as possible. So let's find out a little bit about yourself. Like, how long have you been in this kind of musical game now? Like, how long have you been making music specifically?
I've been doing music my entire life. Grew up, doing church choirs and whatnot. And when I had moved to Nigeria after I finished university in 2014, I decided, I started kind of hearing the music scene out there, and I was like, yo, this is pretty lit, And I started off with, like the MIs and the Vectors, and I was listening to more YCs, more of the hip hop side. And so I started music around, 2016, 2017, professionally, my own music, writing and whatnot. And I started with hip hop. I used to have a crew called the Fly Guys. We used to do, rapping and whatnot. We still have a video on YouTube, actually. I don't know if people want to check it out, but it's called Goddamn. That's the old school me. And then I met my buddy, Bad, who's Amako Terry Bobby. He's my right-hand man, and he told me, he's like, bro, you could sing, man. You got to get on this Afrobeat scene. You really got to, study it. So for 3 years, we studied. We created music. We created sounds. We just try to see if we could build the craft into something different, something that still screams me, but at the same time, pays homage to all the greats that came before and whatnot. And, it's been full steam ahead since then, just pure full steam ahead. I'm loving it. I'm loving the music. I'm loving creating. I'm loving, the reception to what I'm making in the studio. And it's been wonderful, man. I can't say nothing else but that.
Awesome, man. I mean, obviously, coming from a much more sort of rap background and transitioning into, I want to say, a more sort of Afrobeat-centric sound more than anything else, because obviously there's offshoots and there's things that try different sorts of areas. But with that being the kind of central theme, how did you find that as a transition from an artist perspective more than anything else?
It was difficult because when I started with Afrobeat, I kind of felt shy because it was something new, it was something different. I spent hours. I think I want to say the first song that we recorded, the first real Afrobeat song, which is Bomb Bomb, it's on the album actually. That song probably took us, I want to say, we started recording around like 4 p.m. We ended up finishing around like 7 a.m. And it was a lot of repetition and kind of learning the lingo more, and putting things together in a way that's, I guess, not elemental, but unique to me at the same time. So at first it was kind of nerve-wracking, but after a while it just picked up. It was like, this is natural. I love it. This is music from my own motherland, music from my own. And that's why I named the album Son of Emo too, is because I wanted to kind of pay homage to that,
Definitely, man, definitely. And I think kind of diving a bit more onto the conversation of the album, is this the kind of, I suppose for you, the pinnacle of everything you've been working on over the last few years? Does this feel almost like the milestone moment you've been working towards, actually seeing it finished and out there now?
Bro. Yes.
I had a feeling that might be the case.
It's been 3 years in the making, It's been a lot of setbacks. It was supposed to be an EP, with just a couple songs. Everyone kept saying, if you want to do this, if you want to drop your first project, try and put out an EP with, five or six songs. And I almost listened to it, but I was like, nah, there's good music. There's good music in this catalog. And I think that I started off wanting to create a body of work that could stand the test of time. And so I put in everything into this album. You know, it kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed, and now that it's finally out and I'm seeing the reception to it, it's like, oh, thank God. Like, it wasn't a waste of time.
100%. I mean, kind of looking through just the kind of album on a kind of basic level, it's a very well-structured album. There's a lot going on in regards to sort of track listing and collaborations and, again, styles and variations and things like that. When did you know that you were going to be going kind of whole hog to an extent and be going, you know what, we're not doing an EP, we're doing a full 18-track bonanza project? Like, when did you know that? When did you know that was what was going to be what you were doing?
I want to say November.
is it a few months ago. Wow.
Just a few months ago. You know, I flew back to Nigeria because me and Bobby were supposed to finish up the tape. And it was an EP then. And I remember I was sitting down with him and I told him, I was like, hey, why don't we just listen to the compilation of music we have so we can work on the track list? And we both listened to it. And Bobby was like, bro, put the music out. And I was like, you're right. You know, we started working the track list together, and it magically just kind of became its own thing, its own album. We ended up recording, I want to say four more songs for it, and we were ready to go.
You were recording more tracks on top of what we already had in the catalog. There was more being kind of churned out. That's crazy.
yes. After that, I want to say Get Down, Yvelle had turned in her verse, I want to say like the end of November. We had Come Home, I did it with Cali Magic. For the Money was actually a song we recorded that night when we said, you know what, we gotta just put out the music. And that ended up just being like one of my favorite songs, you know what I mean? Both of our favorite songs. It was something that it was like, yo, this is relatable, not just to us, but to every hustler out there, to everybody that's working. It doesn't have to be anybody that's extremely rich or famous. Is just not anybody that's out there waking up in the morning, going to work, trying to get their money. You know, that's what they're for, you know. And nobody likes the clout, nobody likes the, you know, the kind of online fanfare of everything. Everyone is focused on making money to feed their children and feed their families, you know.
100%, man. I mean, kind of diving into the, I suppose, the kind of the structure of the actual release, which is something I'm always very interested in. I'm always interested in the kind of campaigning side of things, the actual building of the project, letting people know that the sounds are there. Is this the first time you've kind of put out your own project to an extent, or have you had other kind of stuff in the works whilst you've been doing stuff?
This is the first album, but we released a few singles in the past. From I believe 2017, we started releasing singles in this Afrobeat scene with Bam Bam. We had DIA that came out after Iyama, and you know, all of this, everything that we've been putting together, has practically been, you know, it's been a very small team. Just me, Bobby, my buddy Chopper, Quarry. He's been wonderful as well. Executive produced this with us, you know, and then just trying to make friends in the industry and kind of build something with them, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be anybody that's too major, but anyone that we felt that had, you know, great talent, we said we wanted to work with them, you know.
That makes sense, man. It does make sense. It's an interesting scenario to be in, especially when you are kind of putting these projects out there for the first time. With regards to actually the kind of reception for the album, how have you found things now it's actually out there? Have you found it to be a bit overwhelming to an extent?
Man, it's been great. It's been great. It's exactly what I would want from something like this, you know. We put out the music and we were stunned by the amount of people that came out and downloaded and started streaming the songs and were resharing and reposting and kind of posting, putting on their page and making videos with and whatnot. It was like, whoa, like, you know, one day you don't hear your music anywhere. The next day, you know, you get on your social media feed and it's like everywhere. And it's like people that are sending in DMs, talking, you know, telling you stories like, bro, like, Come Home hits a new chord with me because this is exactly what I've been feeling, or For the Money is exactly what I've been, it's exactly who I am personally, you know. And people are telling me, you know, they felt that second verse in Jafak because they just lost somebody and, you know, it resonated with them. So it's crazy that words were able to pretty much like strike the chords in some of the hearts of the fans and the people out there, to the extent where it's like they're showing so much love for this. And I couldn't be happier. And we just hope for more growth. We hope for more more reach, and we hope more people get to hear this, because I truly believe from the bottom of my heart, this is a special album. You know, this is probably one of the most special albums that's coming out of Nigeria this year. I'll say it boldly, you know, with my chest. It's unique. It's fun. It has a lot of, you know, bounce to it. And it has some great collaborations in it as well.
Definitely. I think the thing I wanted to kind of touch on in regards to the album, actually specifically the track listing, having listened through it, there is a very kind of cohesive feel, I feel, running throughout the whole heart of the album. It feels like it's been built to be one project. Even though it's been built over such a long stretch of time, you can definitely feel that it's kind of, there's a feeling of kind of unity within the different tracks on the project. Now, when you're, obviously when you're in the studio, when you're putting things together, and you don't really know at the time that this is going to be such a massive kind of launch to an extent. Do you think that's something that happened subconsciously, or were you very aware that everything was being made within this kind of sonic mold to an extent?
I think a little bit of both. As we were putting songs together, it was when we're recording, the song we're recording is probably the most special song at that moment. And we're putting in our all to it. And we always try to put elements of other songs in the song during like the mix and the mastering and whatnot to make it feel like more of a full body of work. You know what I mean? So every song and also the theme of each song was important for me to put out. So if I make a song that's talking about love, then the next song I wanted to be talking about, you know, the hustle, and the next song I wanted to talk about, you know, some more of the personal things, you know what I mean? So it's a culmination, and each one has its own season. You know, with the 3 years that we made the album, each like a bulk of song, like, you know, four songs has its own season. Like, we created these together, and now we're melding it with these, and it's very subconscious. But at the same time, after the subconscious, we get our conscious minds in it, and we're like, all right, how do we melt all this together, you know?
Obviously, kind of listening through the album then, it definitely feels like it's a project that's been built for long play. It feels like it's a project that works kind of track to track to track. It's not necessarily something we see often anymore. We tend to see a bag of kind of singles almost thrown together into one singular collection. Obviously, with that, the singles seem to be doing quite well in regards to standalone tracks. As you've mentioned, people are messaging about standalone tracks rather than necessarily the album as a whole project, which is almost like the perfect balance. So the question I now have to ask is, what's the standout single for yourself on the project? Because I know it's difficult to answer, but it has to be done.
You know what? People have been messaging about the body of work as a whole as well. You know, a lot of people are the first thing most people say is, you know, this body of work is special. And then they kind of go on into their singles and whatnot. And man, you know, all of the songs are very special to me. They hold a very special spot in my heart. Some of the standouts for me, I would say, are For the Money, obviously. That one's it has a very special story behind it as well that I'm not ready to speak about now, but that one will always hold my heart, you know. Come Home is a it's a very personal song as well, and it's a very, you know, sweet song. I love that song. Amina with Boy Breed, man, those guys killed it, you know. And I just had to come pretty hard in that one too, because we were recording that last time. That was another song we recorded when I was back in Nigeria in November, and we were just in a hotel room. We were listening to, you know, listening for beats and whatnot, like, hey, you know, we want our first song together, because we've known each other for years. So we wanted our first song together to be a real special one, you know? And so we put in the time for that one, and they came hard, and I had to come hard as well. So, you know, those, but every song though, I mean, I could go down the list of all of them, and it's 18, you know? Yeah, and it was more, it was 22 songs before we actually launched the album. We pulled some songs out. We said, you know, it's not time for these ones yet. You know, we might have to do a deluxe later on. And put this out, but let's put this. We didn't want to scare people with 22 songs, pretty much.
I feel as soon as you go over that 20 bracket, it's like, oh wow, there's a lot.
Yeah, you know, that's where they're like, hey, this is an hour and 15 minutes, man. This ain't Kanye. Like, we're not ready for this much.
I mean, I'm kind of looking to the future then with the project. Obviously, the response has been great. Obviously, you've mentioned a lot of people have been getting in touch, kind of saying how much certain tracks mean to them already. What's next for 2022 for yourself? Because obviously, the album's dropped relatively early on in the year. Are you devoting the rest of the year to kind of pushing this as a project, or is there going to be a couple of surprises on the way?
Yeah, no, both. We're going to continue pushing the album. We have the For the Money video. I just finished editing that because I'm directing a few of the videos on the album as well. I love directing. I love filming. And it's been fun. You know, For the Money video is the culmination of practically everything that we had going on while we were creating the album. And so that should be a really fun video. I'm working on the Amina video. That would be my first animated video that I've worked on. So that's been pretty interesting. You know, we're working on the Jafak video with Young Six. So we have a few videos coming out. You know, we're going to be pushing some more of the singles off the album. And we're already working on the next tape, you know. So, you know, it's this album that we put out is the beginning of a trilogy. And you know, as we've gotten this out, we want to make sure that we're back to back. So by the grace of God, we're hoping we'll have the next tape out next year. So this year is going to be Son of Emo year, and then we're just going to keep pushing on full steam, you know.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I've got to say, it's been great to kind of chat to you about the album. More than anything else, hearing the kind of enthusiasm you have for the project is very clear. And the kind of success of it, I feel, is definitely going to precede that. So, again, thank you for jumping on the show. It's been great to chat to you this morning, sir.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. I really do appreciate it.
Each and every time, my friend. Each and every time. Before we do hang up the line, though, and crack on with some more tracks off the album itself, where can people follow you on socials? Just to stay up to date with what you're currently doing if they aren't already.
Yeah, all my socials are Fiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiii Twitter, Facebook. TikTok is at Feet Third World, you know. But you guys catch on, everybody, you know, follow, support the album. I think that it's a wonderful one, and it's only going to get better from there.
Fantastic stuff. Well, there we go. It's been great to chat to you, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what else is on the way. I'm looking forward to seeing the videos as well. Coming up next then, people, we're going to jump into the sounds of Usla, one of my favorite tracks of the project personally. Very exciting stuff indeed, so do keep it locked and don't go anywhere. This is Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio. We've been live with Feet Third this morning.
Trickstar Radio.